Monday, Wednesday night, or L'chol Zayin Mar Cheshvan Toshin Ayin Hay. Bar Halach and Chodesh Halodos.
When the Baal Kori makes a mistake, there are different shitas how to deal with it, and different kinds of mistakes. According to the Tur, it seems like the Tur holds that even if the Baal Kori makes a mistake, but he said something resembling the word, just let it be. The Rambam is the other extreme. The Rambam says even a minor mistake in Shrop or an inconsequential pronunciation mistake, you have to stop him and he has to go back. You have to read perfectly. The Shulchan Aruch and Ramah seems to say something in the middle, that there's a major mistake and a minor mistake. For a minor mistake, you don't stop him publicly. You maybe talk to him afterwards in private that he should have prepared better, but you only stop him and make him say it correctly for a major mistake. So we'll be seeing what over the next few days. Right now we could talk about, let's say, a nikud, even if a nikud, if it changes the meaning of the word. Certainly if he says a word, if he says mamish, a wrong word, we'll see. But even a nikud, like this past week, it vo echoed vo eshtachaveh Hashem, and then vo avarech. And if you say va avarech, it's a different meaning. Va avarech means I will, and vo avarech means I did. And it's talking in the past, so it has to be vo avarech, so that changes the meaning of the word, so you have to stop him. According to the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, you have to stop him and make him repeat it correctly. Sometimes the trup can change the meaning of the word. One of the more famous examples of that, let's say you have in Rosh Chodesh, you say, Parim b'nei v'gar sh'naim v'ayel echad, k'vasim b'nei sh'na shivat t'mimim. So if you say it shivat t'mimim, then the word t'mimim, which means without a mum, only goes on the k'vasim b'nei sh'na shiva, on the seven k'vasim. But that's not true. The word Tmimim in the Pasuk means all the Karbonos mentioned in the Pasuk have to be Tmimim, and the Trup reflects that. So you have to say, Parim b'nei v'kor sh'nayim v'ayelachot k'vasim b'nei sh'na shiva, and there's a slight pause, and then Tmimim stands alone. If you say shiva Tmimim, then you have to make him repeat it, because it changes the meaning of the Pasuk. So you could have, I guess, gave you an example where even in just Nikud, it changes the meaning of the Pasuk, and even in just Trup, it changes the meaning. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, you have to correct him and make him repeat it and say it correctly. Okay. Chavis Halavas, we're doing Shar HaYichud. In the first parak, the Chavis Halavas says this, the four types of people. He says, some people say Hashem Echad, and it's just a word to them. They never thought about what it means. They never thought about it. They never looked into it. They just say it, and it doesn't mean anything to them. So that's one type. Another type is those who have some grasp of the implications and ramifications of Echad, but they never delved into it themselves. They have it by Kabbalah. They say, was good enough for my ancestors, it's good enough for me. I have it by Kabbalah. I'm not personally convinced of it. I never thought about it, but at least he knows what it means, but he has it only by Kabbalah from his Avosov. The third type is someone that actually thought about Echad, but he doesn't have the full, deep understanding of it. In the Chavis Halavas' words, it's all the same to him. Echad, that's by happenstance, like you have one pen in your pocket, not two, so there happens to be one, and then a truly objective, inherent Echad, so he doesn't, that's too deep for him already. Hashem Echad, that's all, there's only one Hashem. And then there's someone who has the full, deep understanding of Echad, which the Chavis Halavas will go on to explain what the full, deep and proof, you know, that the person should be convinced that Hashem Echad, and that's the part of Shar HaYichud that people don't like to learn, or they skip it because it doesn't really speak to the way our mind works nowadays.
what was considered a proof then is not considered a proof now. So that is an issue, but certainly the understanding of the ramifications and implications and the full meaning of Hashem Echad, that the Chavis HaLavus is no reason why that can't be done, and we'll be seeing about that. We'll be skipping probably the proofs and the philosophical ways in which this is proven, what was considered proof in those days, but certainly the deeper understanding of what it means that Hashem is the full meaning of Echad, that is certainly still the same, and that should be learned and delved into and understood. Okay, stop here.